A Madison County farmer sees increasing pressure on the farm from the public, government, and inflation in the next 100 years. Back after this. Frank Walker operates Rosny Farm in Madison County. It's the oldest continually operating Holstein dairy herd in the state. And Frank Walker sees expanding city and the need for more housing putting more pressure on the farm in the future.
This exact problem was discussed by the Piedmont Environmental Council not too long ago at a meeting in Culpeper. And I voiced the opinion then, which I hold now, that at the present time, land use assessment and agricultural districts and things of that nature will delay the disappearance of agricultural land from this part of Virginia, but it will not stop the disappearance. Because, unfortunately, as we gather more and more friends and neighbors into our living area, we will also gather along with them arsonists, animal mutilators, burglars, vandals, and malicious trespassers, and people who just like to harass farmers. And there's no tax break or what have you that is going to offset these people. And it's just very unfortunate, but it has been determined that this, when all other things have been equalized, these factors will still cause farmers to leave. And 100 years from now, right now I'm very doubtful as to whether or not agriculture will be a significant portion of this part of Virginia economically, or even physically, visually, at the present time, unless we develop some sort of laws or ordinances that gives agriculture a much stronger protection than it now gets. Certainly the family farm will continue to exist, and there will always be some in Virginia. There will always be plenty in the United States. The family farm has a tremendous thing going for it, and that is the very closely knit organization of the family and the absence of the cost of hired labor. The family farm will always be able to survive because it does not have the associated costs of labor. On the other end of the spectrum, the gigantic farms that turn a tremendous volume will always be with us too, because they can afford to hire people. It's the people in between that are in trouble and are going to get in worse trouble as the years go on. There are in process and will continue to be tremendous technological changes in the field of agriculture. We've probably made more technological progress in the last 10 years than the rest of American industry has made in the last 25. Of course, we had a long way to come from. But the ideas that are being considered, both in the standpoint of biological products, the developing of new strains of animals or improved strains of bloodlines already existing, improved grain crops, multiple earing corns, for example, that can increase yields. Those areas of technology are already in process. We will certainly see, as we are forced to see, more irrigation of land to produce crops, because we simply have got to make more use of land that at the present time is not producing. And the technology of irrigating this land is still in its infancy. We will see agriculture we'll definitely see agriculture move off of the dry land. We will begin farming in the oceans. To some degree, we're doing this now. And whether or not we will ever reach the possibility of farming in space, as is currently being presented to us in the last issue of National Geographic magazine, I really don't know, but apparently the technology could be developed if we need to do it. the real problem that I see that we've got to solve over the next 100 or 200 years are problems with people. People that we have here today and people that we expect to have here in the future. The people that we have here today have got to learn to get along together better, to realize that not everybody can have everything that they want or everything that they need any time that they want or need it, and to respect the rights and the needs and wants of others. There's no question that food will become more of a problem, the supply of food. There'll be plenty of it in some places in the world, and there just won't be any in other places. And the imbalance of supply is going to cause severe problems. And I'm just hoping that governments will not, as agriculture becomes more important, will not continue to attempt to restrict and oversee agriculture more and more strictly, simply because it is becoming more and more important, because history has proven to us that the more stringently agriculture is controlled by outside influences, the more rapidly it declines. I guess the point I'm trying to make is the one that a Frenchman once made, that when the crowd starves for bread, one of the first things they do is go and destroy the bakery.
Frank Walker, Madison County dairy farmer, and a look at the farm in the next 100 years. I'm Ross Hunter.